Hello and welcome to the Planet Prana Yoga Podcast, featuring guided meditations, yoga classes, and yoga nidra, hosted by Zen Jen and brought to you directly from Cleveland, Ohio. Practice, connect, grow, heal. Hello everyone, I am your host Zen Jen, and this is episode 35 of the Planet Prana Yoga and Meditation Podcast. Thanks for your continued support, for taking the time to listen in today, and for sharing your time and energy with me. Today's episode is sponsored by Vision Yoga and Wellness, located right here in the Ohio City neighborhood of Cleveland. Vision has two studio locations and offers 30 yoga classes and wellness services 7 days a week. Vision offers a welcoming and inclusive community with a staff of certified yoga instructors, licensed massage therapists, and Thai yoga massage practitioners. Students practice at Vision Yoga and Wellness to start a solid foundation of practice, to deepen their practice, and to join a community of visionaries. Yoga classes range from deep stretch, yoga basics, and beginner's flow to open level and powerful flow. For those in pain, recovering from injury, or want to reduce stress, Vision offers massage therapy, Thai yoga massage, yoga therapeutics, sports massage, cranial sacral therapy, and Reiki. Vision also holds events and workshops, certifications, yoga teacher trainings, educational seminars, and couples massage workshops. Vision Yoga and Wellness is embedded in the community and is passionate about facilitating your wellness goals. Go to visionyoga.net to sign up for a class or a wellness service and to learn more about their offerings. Thank you so much, Vision Yoga and Wellness, for sponsoring episode 35. Some reminders about my podcast. The podcast lives at my website, planetprana.com. There you can link to the episode post with show notes and resources about topics we are discussing today, and you can listen to the episode there as well. Consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is very helpful to me. It helps me get the word out about the podcast and to get a little more exposure on iTunes. Also, please consider sharing with friends and family who you think might enjoy or benefit from the content of this podcast. As always, feel free to reach out to me anytime with an email, planetprana@gmail.com. All right, so let's get to the episode, episode 35. So in this episode, I discuss a little bit about the chakra system. I'll begin with that. So the chakra system as part of the energy body, and how we can learn to connect the chakras to the chakras in our own body. I also begin to share some more details about the Muladhara or root chakra, and I finish with a root chakra meditation. So some of you might have an idea as to what I'm already talking about. Some of you might not have a clue. So I'll start with the basics. So what is a chakra? The word chakra means wheel or disc. Chakras are described as energy centers resonating at different frequencies that are rooted along the spinal column. Traditional Hindu culture and ancient yogic texts focus on 7 main chakras along the spine. Other traditional cultures throughout the world believe there are many other chakras located throughout the body, in addition to the main centers along the spine, including the hands and the feet. The chakras are a bridge between the mind and body, and spirit and matter, and ultimately create the union in yoga, connecting us to all that is and to cosmic consciousness. The chakras cannot be physically detected in the body. However, they can be felt. So when you notice a physical sensation in the body that relates to a specific emotion, that is chakra energy. For instance, butterflies in the stomach when you're nervous, when your heart aches while you're grieving or upset, having a gut feeling about a tough decision. Those are all felt senses of energy of the chakra system. So we can work to connect with and balance these energy centers through a variety of practices, including yoga and meditation, physical exercise, crystal work, working with archetypes, altars, and journaling. And we can work with all seven centers individually in any order based on whatever is going on for us physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually when we decide to come to the practice. Or we can work sequentially up through each chakra toward spiritual liberation from the root all the way up to the crown. Or you can work downward from the crown down to the root chakra toward physically manifesting ideas and projects. So today I'm going to help to connect you with the root chakra, as that's part of our theme for the season. So a little bit more about the root chakra. The root chakra is the first of the seven main centers along the spine. The Sanskrit name is Muladhara, which means root support or foundation. Its location in the body is the tip of the tailbone and the perineum. It's associated with the element earth, the color red, the sense of smell. The root chakra is expressed through our motivation to survive in our body and environment through self-preservation. It's expressed through the concepts of grounding, nourishment, trust, health, home, family, prosperity, belonging, and appropriate boundaries. Consider the energy centers to work like a water valve and a hose. So if the valve is nearly closed and energy flow is constricted, the center becomes weak or deficient. If the valve is open too much, the center becomes excessive and energy flow becomes too strong. If the hose is blocked entirely, then no energy can flow into that space. And if the valve is balanced, the energy flow is just right for all issues, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, related to that center. Characteristics of a balanced root chakra are good health and vitality, being well grounded, being comfortable in the body, a sense of trust in the world, feeling safe, secure, and stable, the ability to relax and be still, finding prosperity within the right livelihood. The characteristics of a deficient root chakra include underweight and disconnect from the body, often fearful, anxious, or restless, poor focus and discipline, financial difficulty, poor boundaries, chronic disorganization. Characteristics of an excess root chakra are overeating and obesity, material fixation and greed, sluggish and tired, fear of change, and rigid boundaries. Root chakra problems can manifest physically in the body. They would include issues in the legs, feet, and bones, weight problems, hemorrhoids, constipation, sciatica, arthritis, and knee problems. So in my opinion, and based on my own experience, the key to working with the chakras is not to overthink these concepts. Consider it to be more of a mindfulness practice that is experienced and felt. This way we can learn to trust whatever comes up as intuitive guidance towards the right answers for each of us at the moment we choose to listen and explore the energy body. It's important to remind you that the practice is very personal for each of us. None of us are going to experience anything the exact same way, and at any given moment, our experience changes. That's transformation. For that reason, I will never tell you what you should be feeling and experiencing because I am not you. I just ask that you meet yourself wherever you are today and any day, practice with love, compassion, and gentleness, and then trust that you'll be guided intuitively by your own inner wisdom. In this space, you will receive exactly what you're meant to receive. So before I move on to the meditation, I'll suggest that you go to the episode page, episode 35 website post, for more resources on exploring the chakras. Another resource in episode 18 of my podcast, where I guide you through a chakra tuning meditation of all of the 7 main chakra centers. In the next episode, continuing with the theme of root connection, I'll feature a yoga therapeutics class for the feet and legs with grounding exercises and guided visualizations. And before we move on, I'd like to finish this introduction on the chakras and the root chakra by reminding you of your true nature. You are a radiant and boundless being of light and vibration. Be guided by love and compassion for yourself, all beings, and our beautiful home planet Earth. Thank you for listening and enjoy the following episode 35, Root Chakra Meditation. To begin this meditation, find a comfortable seat, either on the floor with a cushion or blanket under your seat, or in a chair. If you're seated on a couch or chair, support your spine with a pillow so you can sit up straight. If you're not comfortable sitting, feel free to lie down. Now, guide your awareness down into your pelvis and sit bones, and notice the support of the earth beneath your seat. Wiggle down into your pelvis, ground down into your seat, and then grow a little taller up through the length of the spine and the crown of the head. Balance the head in a neutral position. Now maintain this seat with relaxed ease by softening the muscles in your face and jawline, softening the muscles of the scalp, neck, shoulders, and arms. Strike a balance with relaxed effort. Allow for comfort throughout the meditation. If at any point you need to adjust to reestablish ease and comfort, please do. Now take a deep breath in through the nose and let it go. Again, take another deep breath in through the nose and gently release it. Begin to breathe naturally. Close your eyes or gaze softly down the tip of your nose. Now begin to allow the breath to be free and natural, in and out through the nose. Expand and contract softly and with ease throughout the entire meditation. Move your awareness throughout your physical form and notice any sensations that arise and call for your attention. Remove any judgment from whatever you notice. Simply observe and be okay with whatever comes up. Maintain awareness of the bones in your seat and pelvis and feel the support of the earth again beneath you. Feel deeply connected to the earth and all of her abundance. The earth holds you to her every day without fail. She provides you with food, water, and all the resources you need for survival. She will never let you down as her abundance is endless. Now move your awareness to the base of the spine at the pelvic floor in the physical body. Attune to the energy of the root chakra here and begin to visualize the color red in and around that space. This is your center for groundedness, stability, and belonging. Allow this warm and grounding energy to envelop the entire physical body and resonate beyond the physical form as you silently repeat the mantra, Lam, Lam, Lam. Continue on for a few moments, repeating the mantra with each exhale. I'll watch the time and let you know when to release the mantra. If at any point you notice you have become distracted with thoughts or sounds or physical sensations in the body, just allow yourself to realize you have become distracted from the practice. Realize this without any judgment and gently guide yourself back to the mantra. Lam. 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 it's time to release the mantra. Come back to your natural breath and sit here in this warm and grounding energetic space and repeat the following affirmations to yourself. I love, honor, and nurture my physical body and embrace my imperfections. I'm deeply rooted and connected to the earth and all of her abundance. I am safe and secure. All of my needs are met. I am centered, grounded, and connected to all that is. Sit quietly in this safe space for as long as you like. Allow the affirmations to resonate throughout your entire being. When you are ready to move on with your day, gently flicker your eyes open and transition slowly back into movement. Take the warm and supportive energy of this meditation with you into the rest of your day. Namaste.